Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to my new podcast. Thank y'all so much for pressing play. I really appreciate it. And it's Friday, man. One of the best days of the week, I think, you know. But let's just jump right into it, you know. As always, God's been very good to me. Wouldn't be here without him. Today's topic that I want to talk to you about is just don't you dare give up. Once again, the title is Don't You Dare Give Up. And you know, I woke up this morning and I was like, God, I don't know what to tell these people. I don't know what to say. I don't have nothing, you know. Because I was feeling a bit blah myself. And I was like, how do you motivate somebody when you need some motivation yourself? But I was like, you know, I'm just going to talk to y'all. I'm just going to let y'all know the real. I'm just going to talk. I'm just going to be me. And the don't you dare give up topic came up when I was just trying to motivate myself. Because sometimes you find yourself in a season. I talk about seasons a lot because that's what they are. They don't come to stay. They're seasons. You find yourself in a season. You're like, God, like, what are we doing? What's happening? What's going on? I trust you, God, but I don't understand what's going on. I love you, God, but I don't understand why you would allow things to be this way. And sometimes we get so caught up in our own feelings and we get so caught up on the current situation that we forget that God is still operating in the spiritual, you know? Even when we don't understand it, even when we can't see it, God is still working on our behalf. And it's easy to say that when everything's good. It's easy to believe that when everything is good. When your bills are paid, your light's still on, you open the refrigerator and there's still food in there. You got healthy kids. Your kids are still with you. You're still able to hug them and touch them and love on them. Your partner's still around. You still have a relationship. It's easy to trust God in those seasons, right? In those moments where the bank account's looking right. But what do you do in those moments when you have more dreams than money? What do you do when you're trying to raise up a kid that you don't even know, like, if you're doing the right thing? You don't know if he's listening. You don't know if you're getting through to him. You feel like you're failing as a parent because we judge ourselves so harshly. And you wonder, do they hear you when you talk? Are you loving them like you should? What do you do when the bills start piling up? And you don't know how you're going to make ends meet. What do you do when gas tanks on empty, but you're banking on a dream? You believe in God to take you higher. And what some of us don't understand is that sometimes the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. Anybody can dream. Anybody can dream. If you're living and breathing, you can dream. But do you have what it takes to make it? Are you willing to be uncomfortable? Are you willing or ready to be ridiculed for what you believe in? People are going to think you crazy. Like, what are you doing? Don't you see you are sinking? And you're like, I know. But I believe that there is more for me to this life. I don't care what it looks like out there. Don't you quit now. Don't you just lay down and die. I know we hear it all the time. God didn't bring me this far just to leave me. But how many of us really believe that? You know? How many of us really, truly believe that God didn't bring you that far to leave you? When you're at your lowest, that's where your power lies. When you down deep in that valley and you feel like, man, I don't know about y'all, but this God thing is not working for me. Or you feel like, if God loved me, I wouldn't be in this situation. Or if God cared about me, he wouldn't cause all this hurt and pain in my life. But don't you know, those same pain, those same crazy experiences is what God is using to transform and make a better you. It's a mindset. And why do you think when the enemy comes to attack you, why do you think the first thing he does is, he does what? He attacks your mind. Because if he can attack your mind, he can debilitate your body. If he can attack your mind, he can make you think and believe that that's it. That you're done. He can make you believe that there is nothing for you on the other side. He can make you believe that you're the worst person on earth for doing what you did. He can make you believe that, I don't know about this one. I don't know. I don't see how God gonna forgive you for this one. He can make you think that. But if you just stop and you change your mindset and you say, okay, God, is what I usually say when I feel like I've been kicked in the gut. I'm like, God, what is it that you want me to learn from this experience? What are you trying to tell me, God? And I just sometimes have to stop and pause and think. All right, what's the lesson here? What did I do wrong in this area? How could I have done this better? Let me get back. Let me re-strategize. Because the battle is not physical, y'all. It's in our heads. The biggest battles that we fight on a daily, on a constant basis is in our heads. And I was just talking to my husband a little while ago, and I was just telling him, man, it's amazing how we've been married for 13 years. But now, at this moment, is when I finally feel like we've been connected more than ever. Why is that? It's because our mindset has shifted. We're on the same frequency now. It took 13 years for me to realize that. That all the disappointments that I've had in my relationship was due to the expectations of what I wanted those outcomes to be. Not that I addressed it with him. Not that he even knew about some of them. Some of them he did, some of them he did not know. And now I'm not putting all the blame on me. It takes two people to come to an agreement. But a lot of the pain that I caused myself was because of my disappointments. And disappointments often lie in the expectations. So because now we're on the same frequency, we want the same things, you know, it makes life a little easier to manage when everything's not peachy, when everything's not rosy. Because we know what the common goal is. And the goal is not to compete against each other, The goal is to compete with each other. So for those of you going through a hard time right now, for those of you mourning the loss of a loved one, for those of you who may have give up on life, I want you to know, man, no matter how hard it gets, please, don't you just lay down and die. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. There has been many people that have lived and died that have gone through the same thing and they've made it out. Yes, some did not, but most have. We all can't have the same outcomes in life. We can't always get what we want. Life's not always going to go our way. Sometime in our time of need, in our desperation, we cry out for help and nobody hears us. And sometimes the silence can seem so loud. And sometimes when you're strong is when you're the weakest. And a lot of us are good at putting up a fake facade, pretending that we have it all together, pretending that everything is cool and calm, when there's a World War III going on in our heads. Because we refuse to surrender to that moment in time. We refuse to let it be. We ask ourselves, there has to be more to this. It doesn't mean you quit pursuing whatever it is you wish to pursue. It doesn't mean you give up on your dreams or your aspirations. But please know you will hit a lot of bumps in the road. Please know every day will not be a walk in the park. You will have more disappointments than agreements. You will have more no's than yes, but does that mean you quit? No, it means you keep going. It means what God has for you, no man has ever even seen. What God has in store for you, minds can't even conceive that. It means you were bought at a price. It means you're here for a purpose. It means God didn't bring you this far just to turn around and leave you by yourself. And it means that God loves you like crazy. And if you would just take some time to love on you too, you will see a change in your life. A lot of us are so busy loving other people that we forget to love ourselves. We will fight for other people. We will cheer for them. We will be at their side when they need us. We will even attend everything that they're doing. We're great cheerleaders, but why are we so quick to give up on us? Why are we so quick to not cheer for us? And why does it seem that we can't give that love back to ourselves? The greatest gift you can give yourself in life is a gift of love. Love to oneself. Because out of that abundance flows everything else. So, I say to you again, come on, man. Don't you stop living now. Don't you quit now. Don't throw in the towel right now. You are so close to the promise God has for you. Ooh, I can see it. If you just keep on fighting, if you just say, devil, you should have killed me when you had the chance. Now that I'm here, I ain't going nowhere. If you just declare victory is mine today, I promise you, God will see you through it. He did it for me. I know he can do it for you. Trust me, this time last year, I was in a corner somewhere. in a corner somewhere, crying and wondering, God, what is happening to my life? It seems like I'm going on a downward spin. Nothing was going right for me. I was working in a place that I didn't even want to be at. And I was just trying to find my purpose, man. I was suffering from depression. And I felt like the enemy had my mind. It was in a prison. I was doing and saying things that were not even me. But you know what I did when I was in that valley, y'all? I pushed through. I pushed through. I prayed. I cried. And then I prayed and I cried. And I was like, God, there has to be more to this life than this for me. I refuse to believe that there's a black cloud over my head. There is power in your words, people. There is power in what you say to yourself. And you know what I did? I went down to the mirror and I looked at myself and I grabbed a piece of paper and I started writing down everything that God told me that I was. And I wrote down, I am strong. I wrote down, I'm a great person. I'm a great mother. I'm a great sister. I'm a great friend. Even though I didn't believe those things, but I wrote them down and I just started just speaking life into myself. And I just wrote down, you know, I will succeed. I will be successful. I started writing down, I will not give up. I will not quit. And for 21 days, I just kept saying those things. I kept saying those things. And slowly, every day, I found myself getting out of my depression. But I was consistent. You have to be consistent. It has to be an all-out assault on your life, on your dreams. You have to want it bad. The desire to live has to be great, has to be greater than the wanting to die. And so for 21 days, I just told myself, I'm better than this. I can do this. I can do this. I can get out of it. And what did I do? I didn't stop there. I fed my mind. I became obsessed. I fed my mind with listening to sermons from T.D. Jakes, Bishop Knowles. I mean, Cheryl Brady, whoever is out there was saying something positive. I just digested it. And I did it daily, day after day. I started reading books, things that I didn't even want to read, by like reading Maximize the Moment by T.D. Jakes, reading Daring Greatly by Brené Brown. I just started reading, man. I was just like, no, I'm getting out of this. This can't be my life. This cannot be my life. And I just made sure that I was consistent. You have to be consistent. And on days like this, when I don't feel like recording a podcast, I am here in my bedroom floor saying and talking to you because this is what I wish somebody would have done for me. Did I want to record today? No, I did not. I had every excuse and I was like, oh, I don't want to know what to say. I don't have nothing, God. But I'm like, no, somebody needs to hear this today. Sometimes it's not even about us, man. We make it about us and it's not really about us. It's about what God wants to do in your life and the road that he wants to take you. I do believe I am a success. May not have much to show for it now, but it doesn't mean it's not waiting for me. You know? And success is different for everybody. For somebody, it might be more money in the bank. For somebody, it might be a house. For somebody, it might be having children. For somebody, it might even mean having a nice, decent car to drive. For somebody, it might mean finishing school. For somebody else, it might even mean the ability to walk or to wake up out of the bed in the morning. The things that we take for granted. Somebody somewhere wishing that they can just get out of the bed. Somebody somewhere wishing they could just take a step forward today, but their legs won't let them. Their arms won't let them. Somebody somewhere hooked up to a machine fighting for their life today. Somebody somewhere burying somebody, man, that they love so much. Somebody somewhere is suffering the loss of a precious and dear loved one. The world is hurting. And we just can't turn a blind eye to that. And we have to remember that kindness and love is the key to helping those that are wounded. Let's just stop for a moment and think about our lives and where are we deciding to go. And just keep doing what you're doing, even if nobody's listening. Right now, I probably can count on one hand the amount of people that listen to my podcast. I don't know. That might not be true because I don't check the stats or nothing like that. It might be more. It might be less. But I'm just doing it for that one person that needed it, man. I'm just doing it for that one person that is waiting for these. Do I have all the answers? Absolutely not. I just know what it means to press on, to not give up. And you know, I'm getting ready to go see a friend of my husband's that's in the hospital right now. So this is not going to be a long podcast. I just want y'all to take a moment today just to reflect on your life and to think about how blessed you are. And just think about your loved ones. And if you haven't called them today, just to say, you know, hey, what's up? I'm checking on you. And I'm talking to myself right now because there's some people that I haven't checked up on in a long time that I'm getting ready to do that right now, holding myself accountable. They know who they are. Doesn't mean I love them any less. It's just sometimes life moves us into different spaces and times, different walks, different lessons that need to be learned. So if I'm talking to you right now, I just want you to hear this. If you didn't get nothing I said, I want you to remember, you've come this far. You've come this far. Don't you dare give up. Just hold on. It's gonna get better, man. It's gonna get better. Help is on the way. Hang on. Have a great Friday. I'll talk to y'all soon.